We're talking with Don Ball of Kentucky. He's not only a former member, but he has also been a huge supporter of our organization over the years. Don, how are you doing today?
It's a good day.
Well, just to get started, tell us a bit about where you're from, of course, where you grew up, and how you were first introduced to the organization.
I grew up in a rural area of Henderson County, and FFA was a big deal. So when I had got the opportunity, I definitely wanted to participate in vocational agriculture and FFA. It was a farming community, so almost all of the guys were involved in FFA and VOAG.
And so what kind of activities did you find yourself most gravitating towards?
Well, you did a little bit of all of it. You participate in those speaking situations and all. And I had an excellent director of our vocational agriculture person that was in charge of FFA named Harry Lindberg, who was very instrumental in getting me into it. Bought a couple of dairy cows for me, and they had that program back then where you get a female hog, and your first litter you would give two back to somebody. And so I got involved in that and started. I had that as a project all through high school. I was in the hog business.
Are there any particular moments from your time as an FFA member that really stand out to you?
I got a couple of trips from my ag activities. One was to the FFA convention in Kansas City, and the other was a young farmer of Henderson County or something like that, and it was a trip to National Livestock something or other in Chicago. And that trip, we got to go on the train, the first time I'd ever ridden on one, and so that was a real experience.
Don, I understand that the jacket you wore as a member was actually handed down to you, and that's something that made an impression on you during your time in the organization. You recently created an endowment as part of the Give the Gift of Blue campaign to help provide jackets to those members who are financially unable to buy their own. So give us some details of the endowment.
Well, I wore my brother's jacket occasionally when I needed one for something, but that's the only one that I had. And jackets were a big deal back then. It was something to be very, very proud of. And this opportunity came about in the form of this program that the FFA was going to start. They got, because of the changes in the population and all, there's a lot of needs, like mine was, to have a jacket. Kind of hard for somebody who's not an FFA member to understand what it's like to, how important that jacket was to you when you're growing up, and how you tried to hide the fact that it wasn't your jacket that you were wearing. So I got the opportunity to do that, and I was very happy to do that. It's $500,000, and it goes every year to buy a certain number of the jackets from that. It's an endowment which will basically always be there for that purpose.
And you started that endowment along with your wife, I understand, who you have also owned and operated Ball Homes with for over 50 years now. Tell us about Ball Homes.
Well, when I was in college, I was involved in student activities that were near the employment office for students there, and I got the opportunity to stand in the model homes and pass out brochures on Sunday when the salesman didn't want to go, and I got involved in it, and then I got my real estate license and went on into the sales end. And I got into the sales end first and then got into the construction. That was when you had a thing where you could go in the service for 6 months and then you could come home and just go to the meetings. And so the guy that I was selling the houses for did that. And so I just kept building them while he was gone. I'd sold them already. And so then after he got back, I just continued to build houses. And that's how I got started in the selling end of it.
Well, Don, final question for you here. What advice might you have for incoming FFA members to help them get the most of their membership in the organization?
Well, one thing I would tell them that they need to do it, because there's a lot of feeling that's developed and the connections that you make as a result of that you still hear from all your life. And it's a very good feeling that I got out of being part of FFA. And the competitive deal of what I was doing, like my hog project ended up a state winning project. And just the fact that you had a chance being growing up on a tenant farm to be into the competitive end of raising animals.
Well, Don, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you.
Well, again, we've been talking with Don Ball of Kentucky. He is a former FFA member and obviously a huge supporter of the FFA organization.